Little House on the Prairie TV series is perhaps the best-known adaptation of the Laura Ingalls Wilder stories. The show aired for 8 seasons beginning in 1974 and has since been translated into 18 languages.
Her work, her books, her stories are quintessentially American.
Actor Dean Butler played Laura Ingalls' husband, Almanzo Wilder, on the series and later produced a documentary about the author's life and books.
They're about discovery and struggle and triumph over adversity. They're about family and making your way in the world.
This year, Butler produced a TV special entitled Pa's Fiddle, The Music of America. The show is part documentary, part recorded live performance.
They just don't write them like that anymore.
What a show we have here tonight, and a wonderful band of musicians from right here in Nashville. It's going to be fun.
Pa's Fiddle is based on the 127 songs mentioned in the Little House stories, mostly fiddle tunes played by the family patriarch, Charles Pa Ingalls. Songs like Arkansas Traveler or Devil's Dream. Butler hadn't thought about the book's musical legacy until he attended a lecture on the subject by musicologist Dale Cockrell.
And as he was weaving the narrative of these songs and how they were embedded into the books, I just loved the way he told the stories.
That polished presentation was the result of a decade of scholarship. Cockrell, a retired Vanderbilt University professor, had already published a 425-page reference book on the Little House songs, 7 books of sheet music, and nearly 50 musical recordings on 3 CDs. Cockrell stumbled on the songs when he began reading the Little House books to his 8-year-old son. He realized that nowhere had he seen a fuller portrait of popular music from a crucial era.
Just about any form of popular music that would have been heard and have been enjoyed by audiences from the 1860s through the 1880s, the genre, the category at least, is included in the books.
Cockrell says it's a legacy he fears Americans are losing touch with.
It may be being a historian, I'm prejudiced, but I think in order to understand who we are as musical beings now, we need to understand who we were as musical beings then.
I feel like one who treads alone some banquet hall deserted.
One thing that songs like Oft in the Stilly Night and Wilder's stories help 21st century audiences understand, Cockrell says, is that 19th century pioneer life was a dangerous, unrelenting struggle.
These aren't superheroes. You know, the dog dies, the children die, the houses burn down, crops get destroyed. They're often picking up and moving on because of defeat.
Defeat, perhaps, but never despair. As Wilder herself wrote, there's no great loss without some small gain. For VOA, I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.